This is Ozarks at Large. A little-known historic dam just west of Eureka Springs is at risk of breaching. Ozarks at Large's Jacqueline Froelich meets with several residents working to save it, and she has this story.
Water from recent spring rains rush out of Black Bass Dam spillway this morning. The 9-acre, 45-foot-deep spring-fed lake is rimmed by a 60-acre park filled with groomed trails, ancient bluffs, a boat launch, and picnic area. The city has posted lots of interpretation for visitors. The secluded site is located down a winding and steep dirt road off Highway 62, just past Inn of the Ozarks in Eureka Springs. Few tourists come here, but locals cherish the place. The earthen hand-cut stone dam was constructed in the headwaters of West Leatherwood Creek back in 1893 to provide the city a secure water supply. Now the quiet watershed teems with terrestrial and aquatic life. But the dam structure, listed on the National Register of Historic Places, is in peril, especially during flooding rains, says City Councilman Dee Perkypile.
We'll probably have a break in at least that top 8 feet, if not a larger section.
We sit at a picnic table near the base of the seeping dam. Richard D. Perkypile is also a civil engineer from Texas who specializes in dam safety and water resources consulting. He took semi-retirement in 2008 to move to Eureka Springs with his wife to open Fantasy in Stone, a lapidary arts gallery downtown.
I've worked on probably 400 or 500 different dams in Texas. I'm currently working on 20 dams. I analyze them. I do flood studies for them. I assess them to determine their current stability, their current capability to pass design floods. I design plans and specifications for improvement of these dams, for existing dams and new dams.
Dee Perkypile first became aware of Black Bass Dam 7 years ago. He said the root of the problem traces back to 1916, when the dam's original spillway, which used to cascade over the breadth of the 150-long stepped face, was raised 6 feet, completely impounding the lake. It was raised to improve the water's quality. The narrow spillway is the only thing that drains the dam. The dam was first found to be hazardous after the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers inspected it in 1981 under a new federal program. The historic floods of 2008 and 2009 have eroded the face of the 28-foot-tall dam further. FEMA provided grant funding for repairs. The lake was partially drained. The spillway was improved, and the back of the dam was sealed along the old seam where it had been elevated a century earlier.
The city hired a contractor to perform that with grout injection sealing. And it was not performed adequately, in my opinion. And to date, that's been 2 years ago, to date the contractor has not come out to rectify that situation. They were also supposed to have put a cementitious coating on the that 3-foot band of leaking material. I think ultimately, the city's engaged with City of Eureka Springs is trying to have the contractor back out to finish the project, and that is an ongoing situation.
The top of the dam features a fun concrete walkway with handrails, but it's blocked off to pedestrians until further notice.
The upstream slope is vertical, as we discovered once we lowered the lake, and it has a concrete wall below about 3 feet. At a point 3 feet below the current spillway elevation. Concrete wall goes all the way down because once we lowered the lake, we stopped all our seepage once we got to that concrete wall. Underlying the dam, we think, is the old original dam, which was a stepped rock masonry dam. And so this dam basically was constructed over the top. It looked to me, looking at old construction photos, that wheelbarrows were rolled out on dimensional lumber, and this quasi-cementitious material was puddled in behind this stacked rock as it was brought up and mortared in place. So that's why I'm concerned about it, because the top 8 feet is as you can see there's a very large area of this very unstable, quasi-cementitious fill material back there.
Thousands of hand-cut stones that decorate the dam's face are now loose.
You know, people have always called that a facade, but it is a structural element. All those rocks are intended to provide structural resistance to movement downstream. Entropy is our enemy here, and you know, these rocks are constantly, you can see at the toe of the dam, they're constantly falling. And as I said, they're anywhere from 150 to 300 pound rocks. We've had buttresses fall, complete collapse of two buttresses, main buttress, and collapse of up to three or four of the minor buttresses. The wall is buckling. As a mortar has been lost, the wall started to buckle, started to move out, and then individual stones started to loosen and fall, leaving gaps. And so if you were to time-lapse photograph this, if you'd use a camera with time-lapse, you would see this as a slow failure. It's still failing right now as we're sitting here.
The city of Eureka Springs is fortunate to have this professional dam consultant on city council, no question. He says they need to take action, and he's been pressing them to do so. First thing, he says, a liner should be placed on the lakeside to stop seepage, and the entire face needs to be stabilized because the dam tends to overtop, meaning water spills over during flood events.
The first option is just to use local blast rock and basically create a flatter slope, maybe at 2-to-1 slope of this rock up against the face of the dam. The second thing was to actually create a stepped dam so that it could overtop, and much like the original dam was, it could overtop, splash down from individual steps. That would take more arming. Of course, that would be more expensive. Third thing was to actually use a little bit larger stone than we have now from a local quarry, and to actually face the dam with this new stone, but creating reinforced concrete ribs from the top to the bottom on, you know, maybe 12-foot, 16-foot centers. And everything would be pinned and grouted, and that, of course, was the would look the best, but it was, of course, the most expensive.
The lake could also be drained and the dam torn down, but even that will cost $150,000. A solution needs to be found soon, however, because if the dam fails, Eureka's current waterworks, two Carroll Boone Water District pump stations located near the base of the dam, would be inundated.
Well, the sentiment of the council is, yes, something needs to be done. It's very, everybody was disturbed. It's just, where do we get the money?
There may be the political will, but as far as the people that live here, I don't know. They're pretty taxed. They're taxed pretty hard right now.
Eureka Springs Mayor Morris Pate watches spillway water rush by from a downstream bridge.
Well, the historical significance of this place, it's been here for, well, let's see, this is 2013, almost 100 years now. This would be like losing one of our hotels if we lost it. But there again, first issue is safety, the second issue is money.
But one local resident is launching a personal campaign to save Black Bass Dam. Brian Hostick walks along the shore where several locals fish for perch. He owns Sherwood Court Cottages just up the mountain and has taken a keen interest in preserving the park.
The idea was just set up a website, maybe go on to some of these online fundraising programs and just see what kind of money, if it starts trickling in, at least it's a little effort that might possibly gain some momentum.
A breach study has not been conducted, but if the dam were to fail, Eureka Springs would suddenly lose most of its potable water supply and fire suppression for weeks, possibly months. But downstream residences located in a narrow gorge below the lake would be safe, local authorities believe. Homes appear to be constructed above the flood zone. The breach surge would eventually end up several miles downstream at Lake Leatherwood, also impounded by a historic hand-cut stone dam. But it was reinforced and restored more than a decade ago. For now, emergency crews are on alert and are monitoring the dam. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.
High winds and heavy rains last week cracked several massive oak trees leading down to Black Bass Lake, but the dam structure remains intact for now. To learn more about the watershed, you can visit our website for a link, ozarksatlarge.com.
And support for Ozarks at Large comes in part from the University of Arkansas's Women's Giving Circle.